Hey, I'm the leader of all the Death Knights now.
Funny, I'm the leader of all the shaman.
What a coincidence.
We're pretty cool.
It's a coincidence that the two of us would be the leaders of one of the 12 classes in a game played by millions of people.
Oh, we are pretty cool.
Yeah. Yeah. Podcast for September 2nd, 2016. Can't believe it's September already.
It
huh?
is.
Here we go.
I already had a pumpkin spice frappuccino.
Oh, Jesus. You're so basic.
I know.
That was the big thing last year that everybody's making posts about how they're so basic because they have pumpkin spice. Are we over that?
Oh, no, Mike. It's, no. It's coming.
not that we're over pumpkin spice. That's not what I was thinking, but like...
No, those posts, I've already seen a few. They're coming.
Okay, what... Is it overtaking the Harambe stuff, or is that still just going
to
happen?
No, God, it's everyone at work is on this Harambe thing. And they weren't when he was killed. It took a few
months. Yeah, that's what's funny about this is the delay. It took a while. Well, the tragedy was too fresh. It wasn't funny then.
You see a zoo, honestly, like they had a baby gorilla board, and they're like, hey, internet, what should we name it? Like, no.
You just see the internet, like, do that Jack Black, like, eyes open thing. Like,
Anyway,
welcome to the show. We're going to talk about World of Warcraft Legion, because the actual expansion's out now.
Yeah.
Nintendo announced a few things. We can talk about that.
Where are we starting?
With Warcraft. That's our main topic.
Okay.
Nintendo will be Special Zone stuff.
Sure. Pretty good!
Legion, yeah, the actual expansion's out now, and I mean, I'm really enjoying it. I the class hall stuff, specifically like the artifact weapon class quest, that was awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, I got to play through three of them. I've done Death Knight, Monk, and Warlock. And it's awesome because it's like, they're so like, out, like kind of alongside the main campaign of Stopping the Legion, like each class has its own campaign filled with its own like stories and missions and characters and all stuff. So it's really cool that a good chunk of the content you're doing is like kind of specific to, you know, like 1/12 of the player base, yeah. Right?
And this is so smart because... I mean, people made alts before just because they wanted like something different to maybe like raid the end game with, but now you're gonna want to play all this stuff. It's all so good,
right? It's really, I mean, even your own class, then you have to pick one of three artifact weapons, and
you can get the other two.
You're right, but at first, you know, you pick the one that has its old quest series and all this stuff.
It's all voice acted. It's all interesting.
So, like, did you? Because like when I did like Warlock, a good part of it first was like even like establishing the kind of the class hall and setting stuff up. Before I even did my first artifact weapon quest, whereas with, like, Demon Hunter, or, I mean, Death Knight, I kind of just jumped right into, like, artifact weapon stuff.
I was a little in between, so I was telling you mine, we arrived at the Maelstrom, had to fight some demons, and then, Doomhammer got lost, and I had to go retrieve it, and then we got to the class hall.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but and I also like to, like, when you start this expansion, first off, if you it's like you. It starts you to like want to do those quests that have been part of the pre-patch, but even asks you if you already did them. You just go straight to Dalaran. If you didn't, it'll ask you, do you want to do these or do you already do them?
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, so I get like for all my other alts, I have to like go through that stuff like again and again.
Because it's not like it was anything hard. It was just kind of like here's some exposition. It's cool.
Right. It's like
but you only
need
to see it once. Yeah.
Right. But no, I like that in this expansion, you start in the capital city. Because then all the other ones, like, you have to do quite a lot of questing and stuff first.
Yeah, to get there.
Yeah, a lot of them, it's like going to Capital City is like your reward for finishing the questing is almost kind of annoying.
Yeah, but the way this is structured, you needed access to Dalaran from the start because of the whole level scaling, mm-hmm. Go where you want.
Right, but it's so fast-paced because you're immediately in Dalaran, and then you immediately get kind of notified by, like, somebody from your class, like, hey, something's up, come here. That's when you establish your class hall. So it's really cool because, like, the class hall is kind of like your garrison where you do those kind of things and other important things. And then Dalaran's still kind of like the place of, like, professions and stuff. So you kind of, like, they're both still useful places.
Well, they're because of the portal between them, they're just kind of extensions of each other,
right.
In a way.
Right. Well, it's like, so some classes, like Death Knight, I can just cast a spell and go to mine.
Monk has to be nice.
Monk is the same way because they had that Zen transportation thing that used to take them to, like, where they would train.
And of course, mages could just... teleport to Dalaran and get to theirs easily.
Right, yeah. Some of them are actually, like, just in Dalaran, and then other people have, like, portals that are in Dalaran, stuff like that. But, really, really neat stuff. And then, so after you set up your class hall, then you kind of get to pick between one of the four, like, leveling zones. You can do them in any order, which is really neat, because everything's level scaling now. Which is, it's cool that you can do them in any order, because it's like, you kind of re-up and like, all right, which one do I want to do first? And it's like, the whole, like, MacGuffin is that you're trying to find the four pillars of eternity. It's almost like a more video game, right? Like, you're picking levels. Yeah. At the end, you fight a boss and get the Pillar of Creation.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. It was neat, but each zone kind of has its like own self-contained story, too, with its own characters, and they all have a different feel. I kind of been through about three of them so far, and they've been really cool. High Mountain is like this kind of Torin, sort of, you know, big peaks and forests, and it's stuff like that. Azuna is like this elvish ruins place with some blue dragons, which are the magic dragons. And I really like Stormheim, which is kind of the Nordic one.
That's where I'm going next.
I love Stormheim. It was really cool. Plus, Stormheim had a, kind of a lot of the continuation of the plot from that Broken Isles like thing.
Yeah.
It's like Sylvanas and Gen Greymane are there and doing stuff. So, yeah, it's been the questing quality has just been really good, I feel. I mean, the quests themselves are still pretty, you know, go here, kill these things.
Yeah, it's just the context for it all is really good. Mm-hmm. And it's so streamlined now. So, like, you never feel like you're wasting time or do anything, like, kind of not worth your while. Mm. And it also helps that, you know, it's not like, go kill 12 boars. It's, you know, kill 12 mana wraiths and, yeah, you know, whatever.
It's a little bit more exciting at this point.
Well, and here's what makes all of this work so well. Like, it's not uncommon for a video game to, you know, like Skyrim, for example. Within 10 minutes, it's like, you're the Dragonborn. It's like, oh, okay, cool. For, like, you know, you take these characters that some people have been playing for 12 years, and you've developed this relationship with the world and the characters and the lore, and now it's like, all right, you've put in the time, you've proven yourself, now you are, you know, head of the Death Knight Order. And it's like, yeah, I earned this. Like,
you know, unless you do your level 100 boost.
Well,
sure, you know.
But yeah, like, it just it just makes it feel that much more exciting to me, in a way, if that makes sense.
The other thing I like a lot is the, so, you have your, like, level progression, but your artifact weapon has its own progression system.
Yeah, which is really almost
more important.
Yeah, the levels don't matter in a weird way.
Well, everything's level scaling. I mean,
yeah, I mean,
it's like when you get to certain levels, you, like, unlock a new quest in, like, your class campaign or something like that. But, yeah, it doesn't, like, you don't necessarily see a power creep from leveling. Like
yeah,
that.
I mean, you get, you'll
get abilities.
And you'll get better eye levels gear when you're higher level. So, I mean, there's a reason to hit level cap, yeah.
No, but you know, I mean, well, yeah, but, I mean, but, like, new abilities and stuff actually come from leveling up your weapon. And the way you level up your weapon is from finding these items. Those sometimes just drop as random loot. A lot of times there's, like, in chests or these mini-bosses, they're kind of hidden around the map, which encourages you to explore, which is really neat. And these items just give you some artifact power, and then you use artifact power to level up basically your sphere grid for your weapon, which is really neat.
Yeah, I love the way everything's constructed with the level scaling and the way you're, like, finding these treasure chests around places. It does have kind of a more of a Skyrim feel to me in a way. Because, like for example, I was doing some quests in Azuna, and I saw a guy, like, kind of, like, awkwardly scaling, like a little mountainside. Like, looked like he wasn't quite supposed to do it, which you are, but they always make it look like that. So I'm going to follow him. And, you know, I followed him, and it led to this path that was nestled in a little valley, and it led to one of those mini-bosses. And there were, like, three other people there, and we fought this thing and got artifact power. And it's like, oh, that's, like, cool. We just found this.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's a lot more of that going on.
Right. And then at the end of each zone, you kind of do a dungeon, which is, like, that kind of happened before where, like, there's usually a dungeon associated with the end of a zone and a quest line there. Because, like, the quest line is a lot more, I don't know, significant.
It's more defined.
Right. It's like, well, because, I mean, the whole point is to get the Pillars of Creation, and you don't get that unless you beat the dungeon.
Yeah, it makes the dungeoning feel more required.
Right, which is fine, because, I mean, normal dungeons aren't very hard, especially if you're just a
and they're usually pretty fun. The one in Asuna that I did twice, I'll tell that story in a second. Mm. Yeah, that was really good. I really liked
it. Yeah, I liked that. It was like the storm happening the whole time. Yeah. And all that crazy. I've done that, and I've done the Halls of Valor, which is a Stormheim one. I like that one even more. It was pretty cool. Well, what happened this
It's been a relatively smooth launch as far as MMOs go. Except, of course, they're getting DDoSed. So, yeah, I'm running the Eye of Ashara dungeon. We are just about to engage the final boss. And three of my five group members they're not moving. We're like, oh, no. Sure enough, they disconnect. So me and this other guy are like, well, let's wait. And they came back. And they were like, yeah, we got disconnected. Oh, whatever. Well, you're here. Good. we beat the boss. And when you beat the boss, you know, there's like the thing, click it to complete a quest and click it again to accept the next quest. It kind of finishes everything. I go to click the question mark. Nothing's happening. Disconnected. Shit. Takes me like a good 5-7 minutes to log back in. Finally get back in. I'm still in the instance. Question mark is gone. Like, did I click it? The whole quest got deleted from my journal. So I had to leave the instance, travel back to the entrance of the physical entrance of the dungeon, get the quest, do it again. And boy, did we have a shitty tank.
Oh, yeah.
This guy's name was Puff Puff Please.
Puff Puff Please.
He is a guild officer in the guild Legion with a space between all the letters and Legion. Oh, they're shit. All capped. But I'm thinking, okay, he's a guild officer. Maybe he like, at least knows how to run this dungeon. Anyone could
be a guild officer.
This dude, like, constantly getting out of position, pulling ads. Like, nothing we couldn't handle. But every time, be like, you guys want to pull some more ads? And, like, one guy was like, you pulled all of them. That was all you. We're like, yeah, man. Like, it's not a big deal. Just play the game, you know? Then, uh-oh. So you know how there's,
dissension.
Like, yeah. You, like, everyone else is, like, trying to be, like, good-natured about it. But you know that boss in Heart of Azar, the big serpent thing?
Yeah.
And you have to really clear out all the trash in the area because you're going to start. Well, no, he just ran right in there. And we all got wiped. And then he was like, I'm sorry. And then just, like, logged out. And we're like,
all right, then.
Okay, we'll wait for another tank. And then this guy showed up, and he's like, you guys know you have to clear all this. We're like, oh, we know. We know. And, like, we, like, whipped right through. Sure. What's this new guy showed up?
My take did the same thing, really, where, yeah, he didn't clear all that trash around there. And, like, we wiped the first time. I was like, oh, fun.
Mm-hmm.
So, but, yeah. But, yeah, that's kind of just typical MMO wonkiness sometimes. Oh, sure. You'll have that crap.
Well, then, like, this guy was like, you all have DMB installed, and you know the mechanics. And this guy's like, it's the second day. We'll figure it out. But jeez, man,
it's 5-man normal dungeons.
Yeah,
you don't need deadly boss mods yet.
Yeah,
you can just do the adventure journal. You'll be all right.
Yeah,
no.
So yes,
that's kind of nice thing. They are pretty. It's like you can kind of play so you get an idea of the mechanics, so that when you do, because
it's training you for the
raids, right, and it's nice, cause, like, mythic dungeons are going to be a much more viable way to attain gear.
Yeah, I'm curious to see how that. The only thing that sucks is you have to do all pre-made groups for that, right?
I don't know. Maybe.
I think so.
Dungeons were kind of worthless in, Draenor, the last expansion.
Yeah, I mean, if you weren't going right in the hardcore rating, they weren't bad because you could get some decent gear for what was going to be your theoretical max.
Yeah, well, you ran them, like, once to get, that gear, and then you were done with it. I mean, back in...
God, I ran Skyreach so much. I never got the drop I wanted from Skyreach. So I did it so many times.
Like, Lich King was cool because it had, you know, you got, like, that one currency from doing your daily dungeon that... If you got a lot of it, you would get raid quality gear.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it's like you had to do a lot of dungeons, but it was kind of worth it. It was neat.
So, let me ask you this. Are you worried about the longevity? Because you're already 3/4 of the way through the kind of leveling experience.
No, from what I understand, I mean, I'm still kind of in that thing, too, where I think a lot of it is dungeons and raids, if you're really
good. I'm honestly very excited to start doing all these world quests.
Yeah, and there's all the world quests. And I kind of want to do it again with my monk, so... Mm-hmm. No, I'm not even... Yeah, that's not even close to the concern of mine running out of content.
Yeah, I'm not either. I just wanted to ask. That's just... Again, it's every time you think, like, World of Warcraft, they somehow manage to twist the formula just right to the point where you're like, this is fantastic.
Yeah, it seems like it's been a really strong expansion so far.
Yeah, the response has been overwhelmingly positive. It seems
pretty positive, yeah.
They have a very already aggressive post-content plan. Which was kind of a ding against Draenor.
Yeah, there's
There was really only ever one big content update. They had 6.1 come out, and it was, like, nothing. They even admitted it should have been, like, a 6.05.
Yeah, it was very strange, actually.
Yeah, so, Draenor. Really, there was only one content update in 6.2.
Well, they didn't release Blackrock right away. I think they wanted to.
I think it just came out. Well, like, it wasn't, I think, patched.
The original idea was that it wasn't going to be a new tier of gear, and then they made it, so it was. So, there was... We'll say two. There was that, and then there was... the Hellfire Citadel. But yeah, it was kind of strange.
It was strange. Like they should have known better.
In this one, you know, we'll have the first couple raids soon. Emerald Nightmare and then the Gul'dan one, whatever it's called. And then there's that 5-man Karazhan, like, super dungeon, which sounds really neat.
I'm super excited about that.
That's pretty cool. So, all right. But yeah, that's great. So the Nintendo stuff. Basically, so they had a stream about 3DS games. I'm surprised how much they actually announced during this.
Yeah. Because everyone kind of assumed the 3DS was going to meld into the NX.
Well, even if it does, I mean, it's not going to be right away, you know? Yeah, yeah. So, But the big thing's Super Mario Maker coming to 3DS, which makes sense.
Yeah, I'm so disappointed that there's no internet sharing.
It seems so strange. Why not?
When you watch the video, like, the girl's, like, trying to make it sound like a good thing. Like, we're focusing on a smaller community with this Super Mario Maker, so there won't be internet sharing. But you could street pass with all your friends.
Why not both?
Yeah, why not? Like, what's the reason?
Some sort of technical reason. I can't imagine what it would be.
They're saying you can play Wii U ones. It won't work with ones that use the secret mushroom costumes.
Yeah.
Which, again, why can't those just be in it? Like, I understand you can't create with them, but yes, you can. You could scan amiibos on the 3D. I don't know.
I have no idea.
Yeah, but and then they're even like, you can go online and download like random levels people have made, but you can't like search for specific ones with the ID. Again, it's like, why? Why are you being old Nintendo? Stop. This is the point where you're supposed to be pivoting into new Nintendo.
I mean,
you have the new console coming. You need to stop this nonsense that everyone's like, what?
It's kind of strange.
I mean, I'm excited at the idea of Super Mario Maker in the 3DS, except like half the fun of that game was just going online and like looking up
cool dungeons. Yeah, I mean, it's a cool idea, but at the same time, I don't think it's something I necessarily need, because I mean, Super Mario Maker is not something it's not something I really play portably anyways.
Right.
And again, I think it's a good idea for all people who don't have a Wii U.
Yeah, and again, I kind of assume that's going to be on the NX, so yeah, I don't need to buy a portable one right now.
The other big one was they're making a new Pikmin game for the 3DS, which almost looks more appealing to me than an actual Pikmin game.
Yeah, right? So it's a side scroller with Pikmin mechanics.
I think that's neat. Yeah. Like, you can still tap the screen to throw the Pikmin, but yeah, it's like a side scroller. I think that looks interesting. There's like another Mario sports like mashup.
Well, this is smart, because like they did, what was the most recent one to come out? Was it tennis?
Something like that, yeah.
And, like, no one bought it because they were like, this is kind of shallow for a $50 game. Right. So they just took all the sports games and put them into one.
Yeah, it seems like the main one is soccer. That's kind of, like, the big one there.
That's probably the most meaty of all the games.
I wonder if it's, like, that one that people like. Strikers?
Yeah. Probably.
But, so, yeah, that's in there and stuff like that. So some interesting kind of Zelda announcements. There was some more DLC coming out for Hyrule Warriors Legends on 3DS, which is, like, surprisingly Spirit Tracks and Phantom Hourglass themed.
No, oh, yeah. It's a portable system. You may as well keep that going. But yeah, they had the new amiibos. Does that do anything for you?
Yeah, those actually look pretty neat. The kind of classic Zelda ones. So there's 8-bit, like, kind of like that 8-bit Mario, which is really cool. Ocarina of Time Link, Wind Waker Link, and
Wind Waker Zelda. They're sold in a 2-pack. But they'll all apparently work with Breath of the Wild.
Yeah, and they'll also just kind of work as like the respective like closest, you know, like real amiibo for games. So I think like Ocarina of Time Link will just work like a Link amiibo, or 8-bit Link the same way. And I think Wind Waker Link works as like a Toon Link amiibo,
right?
Stuff like that. So that's cool.
But yeah, they brought Skyward Sword to the Wii U Virtual Console.
Yeah,
that's it. Was just at first I was like, oh, they're, because I saw like a headline. I was like, oh, HD remaster Skyward Sword. How are they handling the motion controls? That'll look good in HD. Well, like my mind immediately started racing, really? And I was like, oh.
Well, I mean, they've been doing this with the Wii games.
No, I understand. It's just, when you see the headline, Skyward Sword comes to the Wii U, and you're like, oh, and immediately, you're like, this could be great. And it's like, oh.
I mean, that's not a very old game. It doesn't need a
whole... I know. I mean,
I know it's not an HD. That's basically the only thing.
Yeah. Well, you still gotta, even if you get a Wii U, you still gotta have a Nunchuck and a Wii Motion Plus.
I think everybody has a Nunchuck and a Wii Motion Plus.
I don't have a Nunchuck.
Well, you can get one for $5.
That's probably true.
If you wanted to. And then the Dark Horse Comics is kind of making more Zelda-y books and stuff like that. But, yeah.
They were bringing the Yoshi game to 3DS.
Yeah, Yoshi's Woolly World, which was all right.
Yeah.
It's just kind of weird because, like, 3DS had that other Yoshi game not too long ago. Remember, they tried to make another Yoshi's Island for 3DS and nobody went for it. They keep trying to, like, make a successor to, like, Yoshi's Island, and they're just never good.
Yeah, they just never get it.
They just never can quite capture that magic.
I mean, the Pikmin thing is interesting to me, but all the rest of it is, like...
Well, yeah, I mean, I think it's still more than I was expecting.
They really shot themselves in the foot by kind of revealing NX so long ago, and now
they kind of had to.
I understand that, but like, even the 3DS, like I said, I can't be excited about Mario Maker and 3DS because I'm like, well, it's probably going to come out on the NX. Don't I just want to wait for that? Like, why would I get this 3DS version that is frankly pretty gimped?
I'll tell you one thing: we're going to have to be hearing about the NX soon. It's supposed to come out in March.
March, yeah.
That's not too long. That's 6 months.
No.
That's crazy to think. I know. 6 months ago from now was March. I guess that's how that works, isn't it? For content. I was like doing the calendar. I was like, wait, is that right? Oh, yeah. That was a good pause. Yeah, I mean, you know, like, Last March doesn't seem that long ago. We're just doing things. So, yeah, interesting. All right, other things. Last, Karazhan, I keep saying Karazhan, but I know it's Karazhan.
It rhymes with phenomenon.
Yeah, but see, I think it rhymes with I got my hair again in Karazhan.
Nope.
No. But, okay, so, yeah, so Karazhan's last win came out. Again, it was pretty easy on normal, but it was fun. Yep. And we got those last cards. I'm really excited to, Malkazar is going to be really weird, because that's the one that just puts five random legendaries into your deck.
Yeah. Well, where I see that being good is in these decks that you make that you just put a ton of spells into them.
That could be...
And then that's how you, like, fill in some crazy minions.
It'll never be, like, a meta deck, but it'll be a lot of fun decks.
Yeah, you'll see some cool streams.
It could be a cool arena card if you get that in an arena.
Oh, yeah. I don't even... Ooh.
But I'm really excited to see what people do with Medivh. And you kind of got a taste of that in the last fight against Malkazar, where you get his staff. And
it's
really cool bit where it's a 1/3 weapon, but if you don't, like, it, you know, it loses durability just by attacking, but it also loses durability whenever you cast a spell, and then it'll summon a minion that costs the same, like, mana as that. So, like, in that last fight, I used Flamestrike, which is 7 mana, and then Pyroblast, which was 10 mana. It was just, like, awesome.
Yeah.
It was so cool.
Oh, it's so good.
I made this Hunter deck. I am just wrecking right now.
You're very excited about it.
I am doing good. I could get Legend if I wasn't busy playing World of Warcraft.
I was going to say something.
No, about Hearthstone?
Yeah, and it just left my head.
Oh, well.
Yeah, gone forever.
The new Overwatch map came out.
Yeah, it's really good. I've only gotten to play defense on it so far, but...
It's a neat map. I'm enjoying that. We got the new buffs and nerfs. Hanzo's better.
What makes that map so interesting to me, it's one of the hybrid payload capture point maps, but it's reversed.
No, it's not.
No, wait, it's not. And for some reason in my head, it seemed like they had to knock down the gate and then get to it. That would have made more sense.
No.
How cool would it have been if they had to knock down the gate and then get to a capture point?
Well, they didn't.
And for some reason in my head...
There's three points. There's the point where they go and get the thing, then they knock down the gate, then they go to the end and get
Yeah, it's kind of standard, isn't it? I think I read about it. No, I know what I did. In my head, I read about it and thought that was what it was going to be, but it wasn't.
You dummy.
I just forgot about playing it last night.
You were funny. But, yeah, it's a really cool map. I like the kind of castle town Germanic theme to it. Mm-hmm. Really neat. Got to buy that new Reinhardt skin.
So. Everybody else.
Yeah, no, everybody got that.
Everyone's like, oh, I haven't spent my coins on anything yet.
Yeah, here we go. And then the new competitive season launched, too. Part of me wants to get into that, but I'm playing so much World of Warcraft right now.
Just too many Blizzard games.
That's really his home.
Isn't that weird? Think about, I mean, remember 10 years ago when, like, a new Blizzard release was this, like, like mythical unicorn? Like,
oh, it happens all the time.
Look, it's Halley's Comet, and a year from now, a Blizzard game will come out. Like, but now it's like, in the last calendar year, we've gotten a StarCraft game, a Warcraft expansion... A new IP,
yeah.
Two Hearthstone expansions, and however much content for Heroes of the Storm. Like,
right.
The only thing that has anything new in the last year has been Diablo, and there's rumor that we'll find out something about it at BlizzCon.
Right, yeah. I mean, it is interesting. It's just like, before World of Warcraft, and like after it for a while, there's nothing but World of Warcraft expansion. Like, remember that wait for just Diablo 3? When we all assumed it would be the next thing, and it just took a long time?
Yeah.
So, interesting times, but... Yeah, so... I've been enjoying all of those games. And I think that's it.
I was going to say, if you played anything else.
No, I have not. There's like, I haven't touched Deus Ex.
I was gonna try to play Titanfall 2 this weekend, and I thought, like, I told it to remote download, and I logged in, and it didn't. I was like, oh, well, I guess that's not happening. I didn't feel like sitting around waiting for it to download however much it was.
Mm.
But next weekend, Overwatch is free for the weekend on consoles. I want to just... Try it more
be
than
so
anything.
Weird.
I know, that's why I want to try it. But, you know, we can play with our friend PJ.
I had
only
dream
has an
that
Xbox.
I was playing Overwatch last night. And it was on the new map. This is strange.
Wait, is it a dream where you're, like, playing it or, like, where you're in it?
I'm in it.
Yeah, yeah.
But, like, in my mind, I'm playing it. So,
right.
I was like, there's just, like, all these Reinhardts on defending the point. We couldn't get on it. I was on Mercy. So what I did, I thought I was so clever, was I went over the point. I grabbed the grass and lifted it up like it was a rug and rolled myself in it. So that no one could hit me. I was in the middle of the point and catch it. I was like, hee hee hee. And in my head, I was like, this is such a good idea. Why have I never thought of it?
Why has no one rolled themselves in impenetrable grass before? Oh, God.
It was funny.
All right. Well, let's go play more Warcraft.
All right. Okay. Thanks, everybody. We'll see you in the Exploring Bro podcast. You can find more of us at evpodcast.com. You can follow us on Facebook and Twitter. Be sure to go to the iTunes Music Store, Google Play. Leave us a review. We always appreciate that. And we'll see you next week right here in the Exploding Barrel.
Bye-bye.